Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. You know, all over the news this morning, and certainly all over the news last night, was coverage of the Texas shooting, where 19 children and two adults were shot to death by a very, very mixed up young man. Interestingly enough, we had our Bible study last night, and Jose, one of our members, brought a picture of the shooter in Texas dressed in drag. Now, do you want to tell me that kid isn't confused? Do you want to tell me somebody who shoots his grandmother to death prior to going out and killing 21 people is not confused? What I have to say in this issue is I think it's time to stop pampering. We have a very divided society right now. I agree with a police officer who stated that part of the problem is we're talking about gun control because that is what the Democrats want to talk about. They want to talk about taking guns out of society. As we all know, taking guns out of society is very, very definitely not going to stop this. You know, the old adage, when guns are out, says when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have the guns. I believe that's 100% true. I think we have to stop with our woke philosophy in the United States. I think we have to have right and wrong. I think initially we need to have security in the schools. And I think you have to have trained security agents, trained both in the use of weapons and trained in the use to an extent of psychology. I think when a situation like happened yesterday in Texas comes up, our security agents in the schools have to simply eliminate the shooters. I don't think there's any two ways about it right now. I think playing around with making guns illegal, I think placating people like this, I think even talking about how messed up they are is absolutely the wrong thing to do. We have a wokeish society right now that is absolutely destroying America. Jimmy, what do you think?
Yeah, I believe that... In my personal opinion, that we, this shooting in Uvalde yesterday is a very symptomatic example of what's happening in society right now, confusing young children with different ideologies. And, you know, they immediately came out and said that this guy was bullied in middle school. Well, they, you know, the media hypes on these little triggers and then, you know, portrays them as an answer to this problem. But the answer is this individual was just not stable, and he was angry. And our society is not dealing, and we can't, you know, you can't deal with everything and everybody and still have a free society. So the argument that somehow you're going to be able to control some sort of events like this is ridiculous. It's not going to happen. At the same time, when we have a society that respects each other, when we actually encourage and set examples as parents or teachers where we integrate or have a more positive view of our lives and not dividing each other, not confusing children at their most vulnerable moments in their life, at their most vulnerable ages, having teachers and society push gender ideologies on, you know, transgenderism on these different confusing things when they're trying to figure out their lives at the time. That's the problem we're facing society, and this represents it. This event represents exactly what's happening, and I think you're right. The woke ideologies are really causing more problems. They're not helping or saving anyone.
No. I think trying to accommodate all elements of society, even those elements of society that are a bit on the perverted side, I think is an absolute mistake. And the proof is in the pudding. What's going on in our country right now is very definitely negative. There's no question about that. We have to quit placating. We have to take action at this moment in time. I think a good example is when the rioters took over Seattle and the Seattle authorities basically gave them free rein. I think the vigilantes, and I forget the word vigilante, I think the police should have gone in there and shut down that particular area. You cannot simply let people break the law. This is a country that I am rapidly becoming really not very desirous of living in, Jim.
Well, I think a lot of how, most of our lives are not impacted by this. You know, the vast majority of people aren't impacted. But what does impact us is the media coverage and the fear that's perpetuated by these different views, which is really, and not having a leadership in the nation that actually tries to heal, but instead blames someone else. And that's what the real problem in society. That's why we're having such difficult times. I still, personally, my life, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can, and I love this nation. I'm not going to say that I will never, that I don't support it, and I will always fight because there is the opportunity for it to make it better. So I don't want to give up on it, but I do believe that people have to realize that the policies, the principles, the ideologies that are driving a lot of this anger comes from this liberal idea that somehow a small group of people can control others. And I think that shows frustration. I think in schools we aren't teaching responsibility. There is no more accountability nor discipline taught in schools because of they're afraid of lawsuits, they're driven by these ideologies. And then of course there are very few good examples outside of the home, and those examples are even being minimized because so many drug problems and, you know, broken families. We have to get back to a moral code. I mean, that's where it comes, and it comes right back down to us as individuals standing up morally to do what's right and the best we can under challenges, and not accepting some of these different policies and principles that are being pushed, that drugs are fine, that illegal immigration's fine, that that we're going to somehow be able to manage and control every problem like this through some federal system. It's not going to happen, and we're not going to make it happen. So you have to really get back to the core issues. The core issues are individual responsibility, individual respect for others, basically the golden rule, do unto others as you would do to yourself, and encouraging that and teaching responsibility at key moments in children's lives, giving them good examples. And unfortunately, we've got unions and ideological leaders that are really creating division, as well as the racial issues that the nation's facing because of this continued political abuse of that. We have to get away from that.
Well, we have a president of the United States who has raised a son who is actually, the more I read the book about the laptop from hell, the more I realize that Hunter Biden is actually a dangerous member of our society. The president of the United States has a hopelessly addicted narcissist for a son, and he never did anything to try and change that because he was too wrapped up in his political career. And I'm talking about Joe Biden right now. Comments, Jimmy?
I think it's, again, it's symptomatic of our society.
Yeah.
And again, the people that scream the loudest at these issues are the ones that are actually hiding their own problems internally. I'm, you know, look, it doesn't matter what party, political party you're in, because both sides make mistakes. But if you've got a good, strong moral background, you better wake up and realize that the Democrats do not support a moral, God-fearing society.
Oh, not even close. Not even close.
Yeah, it's getting, and that's, I mean, that's where we've got to get back to, I think. That the solution is actually right here at home. You know, it's right with each and every one of us being, you know, and kind of, the things that don't affect us that are being spun and twisted by left and right, we've got to understand that that's what's happening. Understand that the media has an agenda. Understand that political parties have an agenda. And take a look at individuals based on their character. When you take a look at the character or what they've done around them, you should question exactly whether or not they should be the the people that are representing you if you're electing them, and or you should choose very wisely who you spend your time with.
Well, the problem is, I think it's going to get to the point, I think it's already gotten to the point, Jimmy, where you damn near can't choose who you're going to be around. I know in my case, I have people calling me who I'm simply going to start to say, you know what, I'm busy, I don't have time to talk to you anymore. Our society is very, very definitely fragmented to the point where it's gotten dangerous. And I think the Sandy Hook shooting and the Texas school shooting are examples of our society becoming more and more dangerous. Any comments, Jim, on that one?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you have a political party and an agenda that says you can't trust the police,
right,
and, you know, just to have gun control, but then you have individuals that are out there, who protects you then? The contradictions are astounding. They continue. And I do think it does represent the violence in our society. We're seeing a massive increase in homicides in many places. We're seeing, petty crime. The unbelievable, group looting that goes on in Chicago and Southern California. It's becoming quite clear that that many people have gone too far in feeling sympathy for the criminal, and they forgot about the impact of the victims and how we have to live responsibly in order to and respect each other. And there's a political agenda that's trying to divide us, and unfortunately it seems to be working.
Well, we have a situation, Jimmy, in Kirkland, Washington, when the riots were going on in Seattle and the rioters were contemplating going over to the east side of the city across the lake. Kirkland was one of the cities that they were going to go to. And the retail store owners, the restaurant owners, etc., all armed themselves, stood outside their places of business and said, "Fine, come on over, we're going to shoot your ass."
If the police aren't going to protect you, you're going to have to protect yourself. So how do you argue for gun control? Because I bet a lot of those people weren't Republicans or weren't conservatives, but they're just trying to survive. And that's, as we disintegrate, as our society disintegrates, I've watched this happen. I watched it happen in the former Yugoslavia. I watched it happen in numerous places in Africa. I watched it happen in Iraq and Afghanistan, the destruction of civil society where it begins to break down. It's happening in Ukraine right now.
Yeah.
It's over there, somewhere else. But it happens here, and it can happen very rapidly. It's happening. And, it's like the frog in the boiling water. You turn it on when it's cold, the frog sits there and it doesn't realize it until it's already cooked, That's kind of what we're facing right now.
Oh, exactly, Jim. There's no question about that. Jimmy, I want to ask you a question. CFS yesterday on the blog was defining Klaus Schwab as being a Nazi. Could you please tell me what CFS's rationale behind that statement is?
Well, no, I can't tell you. I don't want to speak for CFS, but he's a smart intellectual guy and has good observations.
Very
bright,
yeah.
Some of the information out there on Klaus Schwab, possibly his father was a Nazi. I don't know. There's some other information out there on it. But here's my belief on Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab is an arrogant elitist that has put together an organization that thinks he and they, very elite group of people, should run the world because they're smarter than everyone else.
Right.
Unelected, absolutely financially driven and motivated for power, but using justifications of, better humanity because we know better. Absolutely, in my mind, unacceptable. And what's happening in Davos and the World Economic Forum needs to stop. People need to stop listening to the elitists that believe that they know better than you. And unfortunately, we're seeing the results of that. It's happening right here in America. A lot of the policies that are driven from that same philosophical view, a lot of the global economic agendas are being driven by that World Economic Forum view that they can control things better. Corporations are getting involved in local politics. They're getting involved in gender politics. This is ridiculous. Klaus Schwab is dividing the world as bad as Joe Biden is into two groups, the elitist class that will get incredibly wealthy off the rest of us being slaves. And and I think enough is enough. We've got to stop it.
I agree 1,000%. Jimmy, I want to cut it right here. I think we've made our point. I'm going to be very curious to see the agreement or disagreement of specifically my opinions and your opinions. I know most people agree with you. I'm becoming a little more forceful now in my opinions, and I firmly believe in what I am saying. Jimmy, thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.